Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Stephanie Mitten. Stephanie is the Managing Director for Children First Canada and we'll be discussing a report that was recently released about the top 10 issues surrounding Canadian children as well as the figures that relate specifically to Manitoba. Thank you for joining me today. So first off, could you talk about what Children First Canada is?
Yes, so Children First Canada is a not-for-profit. And we have a bold and ambitious vision that together we can make Canada the best place for kids to grow up. And so we really focus on child well-being and improving that by mobilizing Canadians and making decision makers aware of the issues that kids are facing in Canada.
So Children First Canada just released their report titled Raising Canada Election 2019, which discusses the top 10 issues that are threatening Canadian children when it comes to their well-being. Now, before we get into those top 10 issues, could you give a bit of background about the report and how it first came into fruition?
So this is the second year of us releasing this national report about the state of Canada's children. It's been quite an impactful report because it doesn't just focus on two of the issues, but it really gives that big picture issue that really helps Canadians see what are the major issues. So it happens to be that we normally do release this report at this time, but it's pre-election this time. And so it's just an important time to reflect on what are the issues that kids are facing. They can't vote, but they're a quarter of our population, 100% of our future. So we really need to be considering these issues and what federal leaders have to say about them in the election and what they can do.
And can you talk about the 10 issues that are outlined in the report?
Yeah, so the top 10 threats are accidents and preventable injuries, suicide, child abuse, poverty, infant mortality, obesity, food security, immunization, discrimination, and bullying. Lots of big, meaty issues there to address.
Yes, they are. And was there any significant data relating to children in Manitoba?
There's certainly in terms of some of the indicators when we look at child poverty. Manitoba sits at 9.5%, so it's actually a little bit higher. The national statistic is 9%. And when we look at obesity, actually, the numbers in Manitoba are also a little bit higher. There's other rates where they're a little bit lower. Hospitalization rates in Manitoba are a little bit lower. So there's certainly some areas. Suicide is another one where in Manitoba, you'll see 24% of youth are having suicidal thoughts, where the national number is a little bit lower. So certainly lots of work to be done in terms of how we can make things better for kids in Manitoba and across the country.
And does Children Free Canada feel the government has done enough to curb these issues and work towards prevention?
Certainly. I mean, we can see that there's been different policy interventions done in the past to try and address some of these issues. But when you look at just some of the numbers, suicide rate is the second leading cause of death in children. A third of children are still experiencing some form of child abuse. A third, that's a really big number. So I think even if action has been taken, there clearly is a need to be doing more. So we'd like to see those be priorities moving forward.
And as we head into the federal election on October 20th, what should the political parties do to help lower these figures moving forward?
I think when we talk about all of these issues, and again, recognizing that they are our future, we definitely need to look at how to address them. And some of the things, policy areas that we're focused on are a federal commissioner for children and youth, which will really give a focus on children's issues at the federal level, pan-Canadian strategy for children and youth. So as we know, a lot of issues with kids are provincial and federal. So how do we get everybody on the same page? And then a children's budget, where is the money going? And having a better understanding of that will help us be addressing the threats that are really facing kids. Is it enough funding? And answer some of those questions. So there's lots of interventions. There's lots that need to be done. But we really see even just addressing some of these high level things will really help get the proper focus so we can get at some of the more specific issues that are going on with kids in Canada.
And how did Children First come up with these calls to action?
Yes, so very strong examples in other countries, actually, where commissioners for children and youth have been established and their well-being indexes, which is an international ranking in terms of how countries are doing for children, have actually improved. So it causes measurable scientific proof that this can make a difference for kids in other countries. So based on research and what's happening in other countries, we really think that addressing, as you mentioned, the commissioner, a pan-Canadian strategy, a children's budget will really put the focus where it needs to be and allow us to really get at some of those underlying causes of the issues that are facing kids in Canada.
And was there anything else you wanted to talk about with the report or the upcoming federal election?
Well, I think for us, it's just, it would be great to see these issues be top of mind. We know that when Canadians think about Canada, they often think Canada is the 5th or 10th best place to raise a child in Canada. But the reality is in the rankings, we're 25th of 41. So we really do have a lot of work to be doing. And so I think making people aware of where we actually stand and what we need to do is really important. And recognizing that there's 8 million children in Canada, and at least one third of them do not enjoy a safe and healthy childhood. And that is a big number. So there really is a problem here. And so I think calling on federal leaders to take this seriously and do something about it is just really important, not just for those children, but for the country as a whole.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. That was Stephanie Mitten, the managing director at Children First Canada, who talked about their recently released Raising Canada Election 2019 report. More information about the report can be found at the Children First Canada website. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.